The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. Ben Affleck and Jimmy Kimmel are now being accused of inappropriate things. Both of them are. Some of it is battery. Some of it's not battery. It's just inappropriate by today's standards. But they're being lumped into this. What Harvey Weinstein, what Harvey did is, so far, very different from what Ben Affleck did, even within the terms of assault or battery. So Ben Affleck came out and apologized for something that happened on TRL, Total Request Live, in the early 2000s. I think it was around 2004. He's on the show with Hillary Burton. And he comes up behind her, wraps his arm around her. I mean, she was accepting this embrace, but what she wasn't prepared for now apparently did not accept was that he wrapped his arm all the way around and tweak her breasticle. By the way, that's a clinical term, just so you know. Tweaking her breasticle. And she told the story recently. There's a video, and we're going to play a short video of her telling the story, and then there's another woman interspersed as she tells it who was working on TRL. So there's a clip of him. By the way, this embrace is on television. And,
the tweaking of the breasticles on television?
Yes, because this was on TRL.
Wow.
And if you're watching on the Blaze TV, by the way, we're on the Blaze TV. This radio broadcast also covered as well. Just go to theblazetv.com. He is so douchey afterwards. You could just see the look on his face like, yeah, it's how I roll. I can get away with this stuff. I mean, just complete douchey. Mind you, Ben Affleck is the Hollywood progressive who is out there once again fighting for women's rights and political correctness. And I'm on the left and we must do all of these progressive things. Right? You Neanderthals on the right who dare to say that there's only two genders. Right? And this crap was tweaking a woman's breast on television and had to apologize because he's trying to get out in front of this now. That's what he's doing. He knows half the stuff Harvey's being accused of happened many years ago. So Ben's like, oh, crud, all of the stupid stuff I did.
It's coming out.
And it is. There's more beyond this. But let's get to this clip, first of all, and listen to the woman describe what happened. And then for those of you watching on television, you can see the douchey look on his face. Here we go.
You're always like, I'm just free-spirited. It's so nice to see you.
And he wraps his arm around me and comes over and tweaks my left boob.
Nice to see you.
I don't know what happened, but Hillary all of a sudden was like, ooh. I'm just like, what are you doing? And there was a little squeeze. I don't know. We played the tape over a couple times.
Yeah, he pulled that move.
That's
for sure.
His move, yeah.
Some girls like good tweakage here and there. I'd rather have a high five.
So, girls like that move. You see, look at his face.
Can I just say?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, obviously, groping, doing anything like that, uninvited, horrible.
Right.
But they're joking about it, though. They're making it like, ha, he tweaked my boob, but it was this. It's okay.
Absolutely. And now they're going to come out and be upset about it.
If you have a problem, why didn't you make a stink back then? I'm not justifying anything.
No. I understand the difference.
When you do stuff like that, then douches like Ben Affleck think it's okay.
Right.
Oh, they giggle. They laugh. They love it. They love when I do that. And it blurs the lines.
Absolutely. Now, I'm guessing she didn't because this was a professional thing. And she's like, okay, this wasn't... There was a difference between this and him following me home and raping me. You know, and they're justifying or tolerating, rather, some of this behavior. But you're right. They shouldn't. Obviously, there was a difference between that and rape in her mind. But she clearly would have preferred it didn't happen, even though they're just not a big deal.
If it was really that bad, she wouldn't have even like, no, I'm not, because that's how they produce peace.
Right,
I think that's one of those like, what happened during spring break kind of things that they used to do. This one time, Ben Affleck tweaked my boob,
right,
and they made it produce peace out of it. If it was so heinous and so offensive and so she would have been like, no, I don't want to talk about
right.
it. Or she would have been like, I need to file a
And
a
once
lawsuit.
Again, this is why I'm talking about terms. What Ben did, if it was unwanted by her, and it seems like it was, sexual battery. It was battery,
yeah.
at least.
He touched her, yeah.
He touched her inappropriately. She did not want it. Let's say he had right then literally raped her on camera. That would be rape, but it could also be battery.
Yeah.
So, right, is she, even in her mind, has a difference between those things.
And the fact that she's bringing it up now in the midst of all this
yes.
and jumping on the wave, I
well,
feel it's
Ben actually. Ben actually brought this
oh,
up.
Oh, she didn't come out and do this?
No, he's the one who led with,
back in the whatever, yes. I did this?
Because he knew oh. this was coming out. Right.
Well, no, did he know that? I mean, is it someone threatened him that this is coming out?
We don't
or
know.
Is he just covering his ass?
He tweeted this out. I acted inappropriately toward Miss Burton, and I sincerely apologize. He led with this yesterday.
Well.
Tweeted that out.
I feel like he
unsolicited from what I've been told.
Unless something happened like recently.
Well, no, you know. If you see all this stuff coming out about Harvey, you're like, this stuff's starting to make me. I mean, I
and
do
the
a
fact
lot of
that, okay,
things.
Let's say she didn't contact him or nobody said anything to him. The fact that the Harvey thing happened and he's going back in his head thinking, what did I do? That means he
knows.
He
knows a lot
he
of inappropriate
it.
Things. Of course. Listen, Ben Affleck, a young, good-looking, successful actor in Hollywood. Actor,
well.
Writer, producer. No, I'm serious. Ben Affleck is adored as far as his looks by a lot of women, especially back then. He could do no... He tweaked a woman's breast on television and we just moved on, right? I mean, that's... So he did a lot of douchey stuff like this, you know. Believing he could. He was entitled to it. He got that level of success. It gets in your head.
Yeah.
Now, my point is, she considers this... inappropriate. And like I said, by definition, if she thought it was inappropriate and he shouldn't have done it and didn't want it, then it is assault and battery, right? Sexual assault. But there's a big difference between that and other types of assault.
Obviously.
He is being lumped in, potentially, with Harvey Weinstein. Steinerstein. Harvey. Just
Harvey.
Harvey now. He's
it's
being lumped in
Stein,
that.
Stein. Harvey. It's German.
Harvey Weinstein.
Weinstein.
No, that's a good point. He's being lumped in, Ben Affleck now, in the same light as Harvey. Big difference there,
absolutely
right?
Absolutely big difference.
As far as we know, less activity like this than Harvey, number one. And number two, the activities were far less as well. But again, those are all sexual assault. Now, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, let me get back to Ben. First of all, there's another woman claiming that Ben did something inappropriate, and she is actually asking for an apology on Twitter. She tweeted out four tweets. Her name is Anne Marie Tendler. She is a makeup artist. She said he grabbed her butt and fondled her at the Golden Globes just a couple of years ago, just 2014. So if you're thinking Ben was young and stupid and he's turned over a new leaf, and if that's what he's going to lead with, this was 3 years ago.
He just turned over a new leaf.
When he was supposedly
happy.
And turned it back over again and possibly a couple more times. This is when he was supposedly happily married too. 2014. Here are her four tweets. She said, I would also love to get an apology from Ben Affleck who grabbed my ass at the Golden Globes party in 2014. Second one. I would love to get... I guess he tried to play it like he was politely moving me out of the way and oops, touched my butt instead of my lower back. Like most women in these situations, I didn't say anything, but I thought a lot about what I'd say if I ever saw him again. And then I missed one. But she said when he grabbed her butt instead of her lower back, as he would play it, his finger slipped and went into her butt crack. Or maybe didn't slip at all, but
wait a minute.
It went into her butt crack.
If his hand's on the outside of her clothing, I mean, what's she wearing?
If she had a low-cut dress on...
I mean, that's got to be pretty low-cut.
And he slid it... Well, no, I mean, it could just be to your lower back, and if he slides his hand down her back, you're only talking about an inch or two where you could be, boom, right in her butt crack. I mean, you've seen some of those low-cut dresses. So this is what she's saying. Now, big difference between that and grabbing the woman's breast and everything else, and if the woman on TRL was more accepting than this woman, there's some gray area there.
Yeah, questionable.
Now, people are calling out Jimmy Kimmel for inappropriate behavior for something he did. I believe, Chris, was this on The Man Show? I think this may have been when he worked on The Man Show. By the way, Jimmy Kimmel, Hollywood progressive now, who's so offended by inappropriate things and has called out President Trump and that Trump tape where he joked about stuff. didn't say he did, or excuse me, it was never proven that he did, called him out for that. Jimmy Kimmel was really not the most feminist-minded
on
the man show.
Before he got big on late-night talk show, he was the host of the man show.
This was all about objectifying women.
Completely. I mean, the end.
By the way, I'm not saying, I say that like it's a bad thing. I'm not. He did it. They had women jumping on trampolines as a regular part of the show.
That was the end of every show.
Right.
The rolling credits. Girls, big-breasted girls, jumping on trampolines.
And
they didn't even say that. Uh-huh. They'd say, and now, big-breasted, or I don't know if he said big-breasted, but now ladies jumping on trampolines, but they happen to be very well endowed.
See, when large-breasted women jump on trampolines, there's a lot of movement.
Yes, I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, exactly.
But, gravity. And
as part of this, he headed out and did a little man on the street thing where he was playing a contest, guess what's in my pocket, and guess how the women had to guess what was in his pocket.
They had to...
Feel around the outside of his pants to see what was in the pocket. Here's the audio clip.
I've stuffed something in my pants, and you're allowed to feel around on the outside of the pants. You have 10 seconds to then guess what is in my pants. You should use two hands. Two hands. Before, haven't you? Maybe it would be easier if you put your mouth on it. How old are you?
18.
Okay, good. You sure of that? Because Uncle Jimmy doesn't need to do time. you're gonna make a fine wife. I think I wore the rubber underpants. And your guess is?
Vibrator.
A vibrator? No, it is actually a zucchini with a rubber band on it. You can use it as a vibrator if you want. Look. This is a good game. This is a good game.
Is what he did battery?
No, I wouldn't say it's battery.
Was it assault? Was it rape? Is it a sexual crime? No.
I would not say
the women consented to it.
It was a lewd joke.
It was lewd. Inappropriate? Possibly. But inappropriate by whose standard? By mine? No. Because as a solid, freedom-loving, and freedom-supporting, libertarian-minded American, I recognize these women decided they wanted to take part in that, possibly considered by some, lewd activities. That's what they decided. Inappropriate? Not by my standards. They decided. I could watch. Maybe I won't. Maybe I will. Maybe I won't. And that's your choice as well. But by Jimmy Kimmel's standards, what he did is inappropriate. By the crap that he peddles every night, the progressive and liberal crap that he peddles, certainly inappropriate.
Especially and how when come, they taunt and tear down women's rights and women equality and
chastise President Trump.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, said he may have done some things that are considered inappropriate, but actually has been proven to do less than Jimmy Kimmel.
True.
Because if you remember, President Trump said, I can do whatever I want. I can even grab him by the hoo-ha and so on and so forth. That means they would let him. Again, under those circumstances, just like Jimmy, it would be consensual.
True.
I can do whatever. And would have been less contact than Jimmy had. It's important to get the terminology right and distinguish between all of these things. Rape, by definition, online that I found, rape is a type of sexual assault usually involving sexual intercourse or other form of sexual penetration carried out against a person without that person's consent. That's pretty vague. I mean, yeah, that could cover a lot of stuff still. Because it all goes on to say the act may be carried out by physical force, coercion, abuse of authority, or against a person who is incapable of giving valid consent. Such as an unconscious, incapacitated, or intellectually disabled, or a person below the age of legal consent. And then it says, the term rape is sometimes used interchangeably with the term sexual assault. It's time for some new terminology, some new definitions, or at least an educating of people that we decide, here is what we're going to call those things. Because people lump them all together and decide whether or not to use those words, those terms, to support their cause and their political agenda. And ultimately, who suffers? Society and the people who are victims of sexual assault or inappropriate sexual or other activity.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnistalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnistalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag What I Learned Today. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.